back.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, everybody. This is Marijke Long from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and welcome to the weekly product support call with Christian Drapeau. Christian is the chief scientist for Stemtec Health Sciences and the co-inventor of our product, StemEnhance. And these weekly calls are, Christian is going to talk about a specific topic of the product. And so, Christian, what is the topic for this week?
Well, there are a series of people who sent email recently asking about if StemEnhance would help control blood glucose levels. And the answer to this question is actually very, very interesting. So I thought I'd taking it as a topic for this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Great idea.
Okay. So a lot of people are reporting that when they take StemEnhance, it helps control their blood glucose. I'm not necessarily talking here about diabetes, but I'm talking simply about blood glucose level in terms of small hypoglycemia, people having ups and downs in terms of glucose level, energy in the afternoon, that kind of thing. And one thing to understand before we go into the details here is that whenever there is glucose in the blood, glucose we know is a source of energy for almost every cell in the body, but more specifically for the brain. Other types of cells in the body can use other source of energy, can use fat, can use some proteins, but in the brain, the only source of energy is glucose. And insulin, whenever there's glucose in the brain, if there's too much glucose in the brain, it can start to have a reaction in the blood that is very, very, very deleterious to the body, but mostly to the nervous system. So we can have, if we have too much sugar, it could go to as far as coma state. So I'm kind of just giving the background here. And the pancreas is the organ that is going to secrete a hormone called insulin. And the job of insulin is literally to take glucose from the blood and shovel it into the tissues, send it out of the blood to make it penetrate the tissues. So after a meal, when we have glucose in our digestive tract and it reaches the blood, then the pancreas will secrete insulin to bring the glucose out of the blood. Now, insulin works a little bit like an enzyme, in the sense that it will do a job, taking the molecule of glucose and taking out of the blood into the tissue. We'll do this repeatedly. We'll do this many, many times. So you don't need a lot of insulin in the blood to be able to drive all the sugar out of the blood into tissues. So one of the problem when people are facing a problem like hypoglycemia is the fluctuation in terms of blood glucose. If we take a lot of sugar at once, then we'll release a certain amount of glucose and of insulin, and then the insulin will drive the glucose out of the blood. But if there's not a good balance of the amount of insulin secreted for the amount of glucose, then suddenly it can drive the glucose level a little bit lower in the blood, and we get into a state of hypoglycemia, and then we crave for sweets. And there's a cycle like this that's sort of established that has a lot to do with people having problems with hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia. So this being said, let's talk a little bit about what StemEnhance can do for this. Years ago, we had people, we knew that the product was helping people with blood glucose. A lot of people were reporting these benefits. And also at the same time, this was at a time, we're talking many years ago, when we did not have all the knowledge that we have today on AFA. And one of our hypotheses as in terms of what was, how was AFA playing its role like this on health, one way to explain what AFA was doing, one of our hypotheses was that AFA was supporting the absorption of nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and everything that there was in our diet, so that by helping with a better absorption in the gut, that's how it could lead to some of the health benefits that people were seeing, because some of these health benefits could be explained, again, it was just a hypothesis, could be explained by better absorption, better nutrition. So if we think that keeping the same nutrition, the same diet, people start to feel better, it may be that we just enhance absorption of nutrients from the diet. That was a view that it just a hypothesis. So we went to test it, and it turned out to be partially true. It cannot explain what we saw with AFA, so we continued to research in different directions, and that's how we discovered other aspects of AFA, including the fact that it contains compounds like this that support stem cell physiology. But we did find something very interesting. And one of the things that we found is that AFA contains a compound that will reduce the functioning of enzymes in the gut that are going to lead to the final digestion of complex carbohydrates to bring it to glucose. So it slows down the absorption of glucose into the blood. And when we did these studies, this was done years ago in mice, and when we did these studies, we could monitor very well a reduction of blood glucose level when mice were on AFA, and we could also monitor like this enzymatic activity and document at many, many levels, at three different levels. Could monitor that AFA does contain a compound. It was never isolated or identified, but a compound that reduces the rate at which glucose is going to be incorporated in the blood after consuming a meal. So from that point of view, if somebody has a meal and takes steroid hints with it, the consequence will be that the blood glucose will show up much, much more slowly in the blood, and this will lead to less mountains and valleys, peaks and valleys in the blood in terms of the accumulation or appearance of glucose in the blood. So it will help make it much easier with people who have problems with glycemia. It will help balance things and make it much smoother. So this is one thing that stem enhance is going to do. And on the other side, we have the very obvious explanation here that stem cells, when they are released from the bone marrow, they also have the ability to go to the pancreas. They can go to so many places in the body and become cells of these tissues, but they can also go to the pancreas. And when they go to the pancreas, it was shown in studies that stem cells can become insulin-producing cells. So it is quite possible, and it is certainly one of the way that the product is working. It's just helping the pancreas do what the pancreas is supposed to do, just helping renew cells in the pancreas and slowly help the pancreas do its job of releasing insulin. So it is also another way by which the product can stem enhance can help individuals deal with problems of glycemia. There might be other, from everything that we've seen, from what people are reporting, it's likely that there is another mechanism of action, that there's something else here that is happening, but at this point in time, it is not known, or at least I do not know it. So that's pretty much what we can tell Nahaika about the role of stem enhance and how it can affect or support a condition like problems with glycemia.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, we have some questions, and we encourage everybody to send in questions to productsupport@stemtechhealth.com and put in the subject line product question so that StemTech knows that this is a question for this particular call. So we are welcoming your questions. So the first question is, what is the anti-inflammatory effect in stem enhance? How does that work?
That would be a long question, but if we want to keep it short, there is a specific compound in afanizomib plasaqua in AFA, and then this compound is concentrated in stem enhance, and the compound is called phycocyanin. It is the blue pigment in AFA. Phyco means algae, cyanin means blue. So I'd say if you take stem enhance and you put it in a glass of water and then just let it sit for a few moments, and you will see that there's a blue color that develops in the water, this is phycocyanin. It was shown to be a very, very potent anti-inflammatory compound. So this is one. But there are also a few other effects here that would have that would all lead to some anti-inflammatory properties. We have done, and this is a study again that was done years ago.
Can I interrupt for one moment? You're starting to break up quite a bit, so I don't know.
I am, okay. Yeah. I am sorry. Can you hear better now?
Yeah, this is better. Okay. Thank you.
I am really sorry. So there is this blue pigment in AFA, phycocyanin, which has good anti-inflammatory property. phycocyanin. If you take a capsule of stemmenance, put it in water, and then let it sit there for a few moments, you'll see the blue color developing in the product, in the water. That is phycocyanin, and it was shown to be a strong anti-inflammatory compound. There is also, and this was done many years ago, at the Massachusetts General Hospital, affiliated with Harvard University, when we were testing different aspects of that I was talking about before, the effect of AFA on the nutrition. One thing that we found in that study is that, for some reason, AFA and stemmenance also is a good source of omega-3 fatty acid. It is not an exceptional source. It is just a good source of essential fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids. But when we fed this, when we fed AFA to animals, we saw that there was a much greater accumulation of essential fatty acid in the blood. So in some way, the AFA or stemmenance really helped for the absorption of essential fatty acids. So essential fatty acid, as we know, omega-3 essential fatty acid also have anti-inflammatory properties. And the last one, the last effect in terms of anti-inflammatory properties would be with this L-selectin ligand that is responsible for the release of stem cells. L-selectin is also a molecule present on the surface of neutrophils, a type of cells in the immune system that plays a critical role in inflammation in the body. And by blocking L-selectin, we also have an effect on inflammation through the L-selectin ligand. So there are a few ways here by which stemmenance would support or help various conditions here linked to inflammation.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's indeed a long answer to a question, and maybe this could be another subject. Or I know we've covered it in the past, but maybe we can cover this again at a future call, because it's a question that comes up quite a bit. And another question that comes up quite a bit is, what's the difference between AFA and stemmenance?
The difference between AFA and stemmenance is essentially that stemmenance is a concentrate from AFA. In the same way that we have, you know, 5-to-1 concentrates, and 5-to-1 means that the product has been concentrated 5 times, specific molecules are present in a concentration that is 5 times superior than the original source. So it's just like we have 5-to-1 concentrate of ginkgo biloba for brain support, or 5-to-1 concentrate of echinacea for colds and to support the immune system. Here we have a 5-to-1 concentrate of AFA. So with the effect that we see with 1 gram of stemmenance, we would see with about 5 grams of AFA. So and it concentrate those compounds that are responsible for the effect on the immune system, but also concentrates phycocyanin that we just talked about. It also concentrates PEA phenylethylamine, which is a compound that is responsible for this effect that people feel on the brain in terms of mental clarity, mental energy, this feeling of well-being. This is a lot due to the presence of PEA. So all these compounds are concentrated in stemmenance as we make stemmenance. So stemmenance is essentially a 5-to-1 concentrate of almost every key component that we know of AFA. So in that way, it's sort of concentrated version of all the benefits that we know in AFA. But although it's really done specifically concentrate those compounds that are supporting stem cell function. So essentially, it's a little bit like comparing carrot juice to a carrot. We can take 10 carrots and turn this into a few ounces of carrot juice. It's a little bit the same thing. We extract we concentrate specific components from AFA, and that's how we get stemming. It's a concentrated version of AFA.
So would you say that eating 5 capsules of AFA would be the same as 1 capsule of stemming, or is there actually a difference in
well,
the experience?
In theory, that's what we could say, and it's probably correct to say it that way. But from an empirical standpoint, although this can be biased, because I'll talk a little bit about it. I think you'll get a sense of how this view can be a little bit biased. But generally speaking, what I've seen and what we have seen empirically is that the kind of benefit that were reported historically with AFA would almost always be reported. I'm talking here about the kind of benefits that are related to stem cell support would be reported sometimes, 6 to 8 to 9 months after people started to take AFA. So when we started to study STEM Enhance, we were expecting the same kind of time frame in terms of such benefits. And with STEM Enhance, what was very surprising is that people would start to report these benefits after sometimes 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So the product, STEM Enhance, works much faster than AFA. And where I say that this may be a bias is that, and also the number of people who would report the benefits. I would receive with AFA maybe 50 letters on maybe a million consumers. So it's a very, very small number. And with STEM Enhance, we're talking of probably 75 to 80% of the people reporting those benefits. So a much, much higher rate or frequency of positive effect here with STEM Enhance. Now, the reason why I'm saying this can be biased is that not knowing this phenomenon here with stem cells, then people are obviously less inclined to share those benefits or to think along those lines. So it may have an effect on the number of people sending me letters or those kinds of empirical reports. So it may be biased. But I think by far and large, it's so obvious that STEM Enhance works faster and to a larger extent into more people than AFA that I think this is a real difference between the two. It's more concentrated, but also this concentration process may make those molecules more easily available or may transform them in some way that makes the product much more effective in terms of stem cell support.
All right. Thank you. Well, that's it for this week as far as the product goes.